Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. We'll be talking some more in the future, probably next Friday, about how to soar above. We are getting some really, really good tips on how to use our brain, something that is so very fascinating. I mean, sure enough fascinating. Very fascinating. And how to use it more effectively so that it works better for us, so that life works better for us. Sometimes we find ourselves, sometimes not, because this isn't always the case, but sometimes we find ourselves just really kind of struggling through life, and it's because we're working against life. I mean, truly working against it. No doubt there are circumstances that come up that we have nothing to do with. There are evil people out there who bring circumstances against us. Sometimes, for our improvement, God is bringing circumstances against us. For our improvement, sometimes we make bad calls, bad decisions that cause circumstances to work against us. But by and large, life itself can really work for us when we work with it. You can best believe that during the millennial reign, when the master is here on his earth and he is ruling, he's running things. Talks about the righteous flourishing. Part of the reason we're going to be flourishing is because we're going to be flowing with life, which in the beginning was designed in such a way that, man, we really worked with it and it worked with us. It was a team. It was teamwork, a team effort, us in life working together. Sin entered the picture and changed things. And very often, you know, some people make their lives especially difficult because they're constantly, deliberately going against life's ebbs and flows. Life is flowing one way and they want to flow against it. Make their lives miserable. And of course, very often, they make life miserable for other people in the process. So I want to encourage you, flow with it. We're going to talk some more about that in just a minute. But for now, let me share with you some of what we have coming up. Adrian Pay spoke with me earlier in the week, and I recorded the conversation where we talked about his book, The Minority Experience. And he talked about the three P's, pain, power, and the past, and their relevance to the tough times that minorities experience, but also how members of the minority community, members of the majority community can rethink life, come together to make life better for us all. The Minority Experience with Adrian Pay. We'll have that conversation running this Sunday at 2 o'clock, this Sunday at 2 o'clock, Adrian Pay. And if for whatever reason you missed that conversation, have no fear. As many of you are hearing now, we have ways for you to listen. Numero uno, by tuning in to the live broadcast, which is heard on 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB. An alternative is a great alternative, and that is to go to the website speakingwith.com. Click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and you can listen to the broadcast of your choice, the broadcasts of your choice. Usually during the week, the broadcasts are online around 5. Usually on the weekends, those broadcasts are online around 3. So just so that you know, a little after 3, so that you'll know when you'll be able to catch it if you want to hear it the day that it originally airs. But if you want to go back and listen again, or you want to catch something that you haven't caught, even if it's the next day, if it's 3 days later, doesn't matter. Listen online at your convenience. So let me give you an idea of what else we have coming up. We're going to be talking about diversity in the NBA. We'll have that discussion on Saturday. Also on Saturday, we're going to talk about the DNC's efforts, or at least discussions, about helping black women who have helped the Democrats. That conversation will take place Saturday. Next week, on Monday, we're leading the week off with the conversation I had with Darlene Lancer about self-esteem. We're taking a look at how our self-esteem can take a hit, but also how we can build it up. I had intended to air that yesterday, forgot to make the arrangements, as I mentioned, and so we're going to run it Monday and start the week off with a powerful, upbeat note. We're also going to talk on Tuesday about why they drop out of school. And when we look into the future next Thursday, into the future, you know that's one of our themes, we're going to take a look at cooling off more efficiently. We're also going to take a look at how the technology, particularly through cameras, might be watching us. Into the future, next Thursday. Now, let me close with this. I want to encourage all of you who have major decision-making powers, particularly decision-making powers that have to do with people's lives, even more specifically, when it comes to their finances. I want to share this with you as a word of encouragement. I want to share it with you, and I'm going to end it with encouragement now, so stay with me. Malachi chapter 3, beginning at verse 2, talks about God sending his son Jesus to this earth. And, well, people will have different responses to his coming. Verse 2 leads off, "Who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's soap." Listen to this. "He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver." Being like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. "He'll sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver." Dealing with the religious leaders first. "Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord as in days gone by, as in former years. But now listen to this. So I will come near to you for judgment. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive aliens of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty." Think about what you're doing. Don't be found in that position and have to pay the price. Change. Do well. Till next time.